Now, live from somewhere you don't want to be, it's all the news that makes you wonder what the f*** is going on. It's What the Hell News, only on the Johnny B Show.
We're never going to get a contract if we can't hit the sounders right.
I do agree with that.
Yeah, we got to be better.
Do you want me to do... we didn't really discuss how to do... I did find some stuff during break, so I'll do it.
Yeah, we can both do it.
In the battle to replace...
Wait. Yeah. People don't understand. Inside baseball. Since Will is in school all week long, I'm picking up my end of the bargain, and I'm pulling a lot of the prep this week.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Hey, anytime.
So you want to, like, switch off?
Or? Sure. Yeah, go ahead, bud.
In the battle to replace the GOAT, the kid is at an experience disadvantage. Former number one overall pick Baker Mayfield has made a favorable impression on his new Tampa Bay Buccaneers teammates as he battles second-year pro Kyle Trask. Isn't he third year?
Kyle Trask? Nah, man.
Second year?
Yeah.
This is his second year.
Yeah, we drafted him last year.
He's going into his third year.
No, he's going into his second year, right?
I thought this was his third year.
Nah, because he wasn't around. The first year Brady was there in 2020. Man, I don't know.
Kyle Trask. Let me look it up here just to be sure.
I want to say they drafted him last year, though.
He was drafted in experience 3 years.
Oh, okay. A year before.
So, but
then.
Maybe this is his coming into his third year.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Okay, so former number one overall pick Baker Mayfield has made a favorable impression on his Tampa Bay Buccaneers teammates as he battles second-year pro Kyle Trask, third-year pro, to fill the shoes left from Tom Brady's retirement. Obviously, Baker's already been the guy, and you know he's expected to live up to what everybody expected him to be, linebacker Lavonte David said during an appearance on SiriusXM's NFL radio show, according to JoeBucksFan.com, said that Baker is great for our locker room. I like the way Baker carries himself, coming in ready to work mentality. Everybody loves him already, and the way he approaches practice is great to see. So there's definitely some great things to see about Baker.
I mean, you got to give Baker, he's got to be the first, you know, the first string quarterback until proven otherwise. You know, unless Kyle Trask has an unbelievable training camp and preseason. Because Baker has experience. He's done things in the NFL. He had some good, you know, he had a couple good seasons in Cleveland before he kind of fell off a little bit. But let's face it, Cleveland fell off. And then he goes to sorry-ass Carolina. And then he goes to sorry-ass Rams. And he scores 17 points and wins a game for him on primetime TV with one-day practice. You know, like, he's done things in the NFL where Kyle Trask has done nothing. So just from experience alone, and the fact he was the number one overall pick, you got to put him in there and let him lose the job. You got to see what happens.
Yeah, I don't think they would have brought him in if, you know, they're, what is he, a one-year, $10 million contract?
Yeah.
It just seems unlikely that he wouldn't be the heir apparent there at least. And maybe it was his job to lose more than his job to win.
You see the rumors about Brady?
I heard
swirling around again.
Say this that in the story here, they mentioned that he says that he is not coming out of retirement despite constant speculation that he might for a second time come out of retirement once training camp start up.
Yeah, Antoine Winfield Jr. said the other day in an interview that he feels like they're still trying to get him to come back.
That the Bucks are trying to get him to come
back?
Yeah. That'd be interesting.
You never know, dude.
What would your thoughts be on that?
I'd be totally open. I'd be stoked. What are you talking about? Because if he does come back, it'll be a different scenario. Last year, he had the whole divorce thing going on. His heart really wasn't in it. His offensive line was all jacked up. Byron Leftwich was trash. So if he did come back, it would have to be, number one, he would have to like Danny Canales or whatever our offensive coordinator's name is.
PD Canales?
Whatever his name is.
Dave Canales.
Dave. Thanks. So he would have to be on board with him, and he would have to have this renewed zest. Like, he would have to feel like, okay, I like where the O-line is now. I like the new OC. I want to take one more stab at it. I'm still in great health. I sat out all of the OTAs and all this stuff, and now I could just step in here and make another run for it. I would be totally down with that because I know Brady wouldn't do it unless he knew he could win again.
Do you think the Bucs would be that place that he would want to come to?
Yeah.
With the team that they currently have rostered?
I think so. Because really? He wouldn't want to. He already knows the team. He knows, you know, a lot of the.
But do you think that they are with their. Well, who have they really lost?
Him.
From last year's team.
Sean Murphy, Bunting,
yeah.
Fournette.
Yeah, that's a big one.
He really wasn't playing that great. I think Rashad White's going to be great. I really do.
I mean, look, it would be something if that happened. What's your thoughts on the odds of that happening?
About 10%.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think mine's more like 1% for me.
Yeah.
I think he's done. I think he really is done this time.
I don't know, man. They're selling that number 12 creamsicle.
I know.
Yeah.
It would be cool.
Oh, my God.
It would be really cool.
Yeah.
That would be... Because last year did stink. It was the worst football season that I've... And, like, even though they won the division, I'd rather them just be 2-14 or 2-13 or whatever.
Yeah.
Because you just knew they weren't going to do anything. And it was just such a disappointment with, you know, his personal life. And seeing him have that storybook ending is something that I think everybody really wants to see.
Yeah.
And him coming back.
Oh, my God.
To this team and being like, no, I need to avenge.
Yes.
But what if it's worse than last season for him?
I don't think it would be, dude.
I mean, it's possible.
Because the two things that really were the big factors, the main thing was the O-line was in disarray. It was bad. It wasn't just Ryan Jensen, one of the best centers in the league, going down the first, you know, full contact day of training camp. It was the guards. Like, they were all jacked up. We had Gedeky in there as a rookie trying to play guard, and he stunk. Like, he was bad. So Brady was, like, under duress, like, right out the get-go, and it was bad. I remember him, you know, against San Francisco. He's screaming at those guys, top of his lungs, and they still wouldn't block for him. Also, Donovan Smith sucked ass last year. That's why he's not here. Now he's going to go and get Patrick Mahomes murdered. I mean, he was bad last year, dude. He was a swinging door. He was so disappointing because, I mean, he played so well the Super Bowl year. So it was bad. When you're starting left tackle, your blindside tackle sucks. Your center is out. Your guards are jacked up. And Tom Brady's not mobile. Yeah, it's bad. And your offensive coordinator sucks.
Yeah, I just, you know, I wonder. I don't think the offensive line's better.
I do.
Than it was last year.
Oh, 100% better. You kidding me? Tristan Wirfs is going to be left tackle? Blindside?
Yes. That's if, and if anyone could do it, Tristan could do it.
He'll do it.
But I don't know, man. I think there's too many unanswered. You know, you got Gedeky coming back in there. You got some rookies on the line.
Oh, you got one rookie that's looks like he's going to be a guard. And that's Cody Mock, and he is a beast. He is a mauler.
I love him.
But if he doesn't work out, we got Stidham coming back. We got Hainsey, who can play guard, has played guard, can step in there and start. We got, I'm trying to think. We got a lot of pieces coming back that weren't there last year that are all healthy. So I'm not worried about the O-line at this moment. And Gedeky's natural position is right tackle, and he did come in and play a little bit last year and looked pretty good. Against the Falcons, I believe it was a Falcons game. He went in and played right tackle for a little bit. So I don't know. Either way, I don't think they're worse than last year. That's pretty hard. That bar was pretty low. So we'll see. But if Tommy wanted to come back for one last go, I'll take that. I'd be fun.
Would be something.
Yeah.
Would be something. I would just worry that it would be worse for him. Like, there's always the possibility that he comes back again. And if he wins the Super Bowl, he has to go after that. I don't even want him to come back.
Oh, yeah, dude.
If they were winning a Super Bowl, and he's like, I'm coming back again.
No, you ain't.
Like, no.
No, Grandpa.
You need to go. Get out of here.
It's over.
Tom?
Yep.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. We got you. We bought the entire villages. Go.
That is what I want to watch when the remix of his documentary comes out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's just what I want to see, him holding up the trophy in the creamsicle.
Oh, they wore it in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they wore it in the Super Bowl.
Oh, gosh.
And it's, that's what I want to see.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.